a ceremony honoring heroic actions during last year's Navy Yard shootings. Punishment for Brigadier General guilty of sexual misconduct. And troops in Afghanistan enjoying the craziness of the World Cup. Hello and welcome to DoD News Now. I'm Tech Sergeant Lisa Carlson. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus and Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Jonathan Greenert hosted a ceremony today in Washington, D.C., honoring the courage of those who saved lives and those who perished in last September's mass shooting at the Washington Navy Yard. Secretary Mabus said the sacrifice of those killed that day will always be remembered. He said the Navy and Marine Corps are family who serve together and grieve together.
We gather here again as a family to recognize the heroism of those we lost and the heroism that confronted evil on that day last fall. This ceremony is to recognize women and men who faced extraordinarily awful circumstances in extraordinarily heroic ways.
The secretary then presented awards to the heroes of that day. The shooting last September left 13 people dead, including the shooter Aaron Alexis. It's the second deadliest mass shooting on a military base, behind only the Fort Hood shooting in November 2009. Army Secretary John McHugh is stripping Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair of two grades before retiring him from a service with the U.S. Army. Secretary McHugh announced Friday he is demoting General Sinclair to Lieutenant Colonel following Sinclair's guilty pleas earlier this year. General Sinclair was convicted at a court-martial in March after pleading guilty to criminal offenses including adultery, maltreatment of a subordinate, engaging in improper relationships, and willful disobedience of an order. He also pled guilty possession of pornography, conduct unbecoming of an officer, and misusing a government travel card. Secretary McHugh said General Sinclair displayed a pattern of inappropriate and, at times, illegal behavior, which, serving as Brigadier General and Colonel, was unfit. He was fined $20,000 but avoided jail time. The U.S. military has successfully intercepted an intermediate-range ballistic missile launched from the U.S. Army's Reagan test site in the Marshall Islands. Officials with the Missile Defense Agency say a long-range ground-based interceptor launched yesterday from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California destroyed the ballistic missile. Officials say the intercept was an important step in the U.S. efforts to improve and increase the reliability of its homeland ballistic missile defense system. Medal of Honor recipient Marine Corporal William Kyle Carpenter threw out the ceremonial first pitch at Sunday's San Diego Padres baseball game. Thousands of fans turned out for this special event. After taking a few practice pitches, he made his way to the mound and threw out the ceremonial first pitch to a cheering crowd.
Everything that this nation has really thrown at me, I'm just very blessed and I'm very thankful.
Corporal Carpenter was awarded the Medal of Honor on Thursday for shielding a fellow Marine from a grenade blast in November 2010. Meanwhile, U.S. troops at Forward Operating Base Lightning in Afghanistan had front row seats for yesterday's World Cup game between the U.S. and Portugal. The troops endured the roller coaster ride along with the rest of the U.S. soccer fans as Portugal took the early lead. The U.S. rallied with two goals only to have Portugal score the tying goal with seconds left in the match, and the U.S. had to settle for a 2-2 tie. The U.S. plays Germany in its final game of group play on Thursday. Coming up later today on DoD News, at 1400, catch the Veterans Documentary Corps featuring true stories from all branches of service about the struggles and successes that define the veteran experience, told through the art of documentary filmmaking. And at 1700, the latest edition of Hiring America, we'll hear from the president and CEO of Sprint. He talks about hiring veterans and their value to his workforce. And that's it for this edition of DoD News Now. For more news and information, check out the DoD Facebook page and watch for us also on Twitter. I'm Tech Sergeant Lisa Carlson. We'll see you again at noon Eastern Time right here on DoD News.